Thanks. I'm Chuck Burks, and my collaborators here are Joel Siegel and David Brandel in my laboratory, and Brad Higby with Paramount Farming. This is work was funded by the Elmo Board of California and a USDA ARS area-wide grant. The navel orange worm is a paralid moth. It is a scavenger, highly prolificous, but it only gets into fruits or nuts at a late stage of maturity. It's the primary insect pest of almonds and pistachios in California. It has a fairly high dispersal capacity. It's more abundant in pistachios, but does more damage in almonds. Multivoltine with three to four generations in addition to the overwintering generation in our area. For some 25 years, the primary pheromone component for the navel orange worm has been known, but it's also been known, unfortunately, that that is not sufficient to bring moths to a trap. So for some 30 years, the state of the art in monitoring this has been this egg trap with a almond meal bait with crude almond oil, and you let females oviposit on it and count the number of eggs. In 2005, additional pheromone components were discovered for the navel orange worm, and in anticipation that a synthetic trap might come along, we undertook a study to look at compare the possibility of using the egg and pheromone traps to predict damage in almonds. So I'm going to show you today first data from a three-year study with Paramount Farming in Kern County. Brad put traps in 41 40-acre plots of almonds of the Nonpareil and Monterey varieties. In these 40-acre plots, there was a 2.5 central acre central area, about five rows, in which pesticide was withheld. Pesticide for them generally means a single hole split treatment with Intrepid methoxyfenicide. In this area, we put one virgin baited traps and about 10 trees in either direction, two egg traps. And we looked at trap sums by flight and correlated this with damage to Nonpareil in all the plots and Monterey in about three quarters of the plots, others having other pollinator varieties. I'm going to compare this with 1 year of data from Fresno County. The areas we're working, this is in the San Joaquin Valley, below the delta here, and specifically western Fresno County is where this the one-year day of data is coming from, and these 41 plots came in from across the Kern County portion of the southern San Joaquin Valley. So first of all, looking at the damage for these 3 years in the Kern County plots, and what we see is that, well, first of all, I should mention that the Nonpareil variety is harvested in mid-August. Earlier, Monterey is harvested in late September, gets exposed to an extra flight. What we see is that damage was moderate in 2006 and pretty light in the other years. For what it's worth, the Nonpareil is more sensitive, gets hit with lower abundance. When things go wrong, you tend to get somewhat more damage. Looking at the trap counts for these 3 years, again, we're pooling them by kind of consensus flights for these 3 years. And if you look just at these plots, the most striking difference is between egg traps in 2006 when we had heavier damage and the subsequent years, 2007, 2008, when we have lighter damage. Just looking at these plots, differences in the male activity don't stand out as much. Okay, look at the actual correlation for this three-year data set of flight sums with damage. We see significant correlation with egg activity in the first of Nonpareil damage with egg activity in the first flight and male activity in the second flight. A couple of things to note on this. First of all, on the correlation with egg activity, if you take out the 2006 data, this correlation falls out. That's not true of the correlation with the males. The other thing about it, of course, is that a R of 0.2 gives you an R squared of 0.04, so for prediction of damage, this isn't particularly good. Looking at the Monterey, we do see a higher correlation coefficient with third flight, both males and eggs. The gotcha there is that while this is prior to the harvest, it's late enough that it might not be able to help you much with treatment decisions. This is, ARS doesn't do recommendations, so we can call this a thought experiment, but the point here is that even though what we're looking at here, we're saying for sake of argument that a producer might be willing to withhold treatment if they can be assured that damage will stay under 5%. This is increasingly becoming a dubious assumption, but for sake of argument, say that's true. What we find from these data set is that if we hold a threshold of 3 males in the cumulative 3 weeks prior to last 3 weeks of June, last 3 weeks before you have to take a decision on a hull split spray, you had about 20% of your plots that met that description, and you had one situation, 1% of the cases in which damage was over 5%. Now, this proportion is not significantly different from this proportion, but you still, 1% is pretty rare, and in principle, if the producer is willing to go with that, you could withhold insecticide on 20% of your acreage. Now again, Brad Higby is our cooperator down here. His butt's on the line in this stuff. He's not going quite that far, but he does see promise in the a pheromone trap. However, comparing this to the Fresno County data that I'm going to show you next. Now, this is Mendota, western Fresno County. What we're looking at here is a site with about 2,300 acres of almonds. We're actually monitoring about 850 acres of this in 3 blocks. And these blocks each contain the varieties Butte Padre. Again, you're looking at interplanted rows in addition to Nonpareil Monterey. This is significant because Butte and Padre have the reputation of being more resistant to navel orange worm damage. Very different cultural conditions because of a heavy clay soil. They don't want to get their shakers back in after harvest, particularly after December. Makes sanitation more expensive. You have to send pulling crews in there, and less effective. Their numbers of mummies per tree ran 1 to 5 for Nonpareil Monterey, and up to 15 in their Butte Padre blocks, some 10 times what we were seeing down in the in Kern County. Their chemical control practices were a May spray, a with Intrepid, a hull split spray with Lorsban, and another Lorsban some 2 weeks later. Okay, what we see looking at the trapping data, we've got 1 trap per 40 acres in Mendota, and 1 egg trap per 2.5 acres. Males were high in the first and second flights compared to what we had seen earlier in Fresno County. Eggs high in the first flight, and the point down here with this third graph, here we're looking at mean eggs per trap. Here we're looking at the percent of this 332 traps that had eggs. And what we see is that from first flight through second and third flight, only about a quarter of your traps even had eggs. Well, the PCAs, pest control advisors, are generally using 4 traps per 160 acre blocks, but they're looking at a lot of 160 acre blocks. What I take from this is that these egg traps are not going to give you good information about damage in individual blocks, but they are giving you good indication by June of how this year stacks up against previous years, whether you can how much navel orange worm pressure to expect this year. This is again the data from Fresno, from Kern County in 2006 and 2007, overlaid on the Kern County data in 2008. And the point here is that the numbers that they were seeing in males, in eggs, was comparable to Fresno County in 2006. I thought that they were heading to a fair amount of damage. The PCAs who were monitoring these blocks said, well, things look pretty good, don't you agree? And I said, okay, if you say so. The PCAs were right. Damage was low, averaging less than 0.5% in each of these blocks. So again, the summary and conclusions, the egg traps, I think, are good, give you good information which over a region, which year, how pressure compares between years, and I think in point of fact, that is how PCAs are using them at this point. The pheromone traps, if a trap becomes commercially available, have potential to give you more specific information. However, I think what we've seen from these data are that we will not get uniform thresholds for California. When I showed him the preview of this presentation, Brad said, but you know, you're really comparing apples and oranges, that Mendota site compared to ours down here in Kern County. And I said, yeah, and that is the point. You're not going to get uniform thresholds. That's it. Do we have time for questions? Okay. Yes, Mike.
So, did you ever have any zeros in your trap captures?
I'm sorry, yes. The question is, did I have many zeros on trap captures? And in the egg traps, absolutely. In the pheromone traps, not so much. The fact that we have a lot of zeros in these egg traps, and that the fact they are very, very right skewed, is why I am running a ridiculously large number of them, far more than any PCA could afford to run. We need the central limit theorem working for us there, particularly since I want to use this to try and evaluate mating disruption. Pheromone traps, we rarely saw zeros, although we do see low numbers. Yes?
Is there a relationship between the third flight egg numbers and the next year's population? The following year's population?
Good question. There is a significant correlation, low but significant, between damage 1 year and the next. I don't think I've actually looked at the correlation of the egg trap numbers in next year.